Dragged Into Your Pace by Nebulia, read by Rhea314. Fandom Haikyuu, pairing Hinata Shoyo, Kageyama Tobio. Rating explicit. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. It begins in Tokyo, way before they get together, when they get the new quick right for the first time. Hinata can't stop gushing about the new toss and how cool it is, and, therefore, how awesome Tobio is, and Tobio is appalled. Hinata's never like this. Even his compliments to Tobio are usually backhanded, or at least grudging. And to see Hinata go starry-eyed about Tobio is overwhelming and so weird, Tobio is almost nauseous. But he wakes up 4 nights later, back home in Miyagi, after dreaming of Hinata saying, "Awesome! You're so awesome!" Standing alone with him on the court, and then leaning up to him, hearts in his eyes, and what the fuck was that? So, yeah, it starts there. 4 months after they start dating, at the beginning of their third year, Hinata begins what Tobio can only call a campaign of dedicated offense. "Hey, Kageyama," he says, straddling his lap on the floor in Tobio's bedroom. "That t-shirt brings out your eyes." Tobio has never really cared about what he looks like, and he bought this t-shirt at the spring tournament second year. He'd run into Akashi-san there, who was buying a shirt that said in English, "If you mustache, I'm a setter." Except mustache was a picture of a mustache instead of the word, and yes, Akashi-san had to explain the whole joke to him, and Tobio still thinks it's kind of dumb. It's a royal blue, and Tobio had sent a picture to his mother, and she'd liked that it wasn't black or gray or navy, and let him buy it. But he liked it because it said setter on it, and had a cool silhouette of a setter doing a jump toss, and the definition below it. And it was neat. He has never looked at himself in the mirror with it, and thought he looked good, really. It's just a shirt. So he can't really explain why Hinata liking his shirt, liking the way it looks on him, makes Tobio's face get hot and his stomach twist. Hinata considers him, almost calculating, and Tobio's hands fly up to cover his red face. But Hinata's stupid reflexes are so fast, and he's clearly prepared for Tobio's reaction, and he catches Tobio's wrists in his hands, pressing them to his chest, a smile growing on his face. "I knew it," he says. "You do like when I compliment you." He leans down and kisses Tobio's open, startled mouth. "I was trying something, but that shirt really does look super good on you, especially now that it's worn thin and your shoulders are all foie and right here." He brushes his knuckles against Tobio's collarbones. "And it makes your eyes look so blue, like, quah!" Hinata's eyes are almost amber in the late afternoon light, as intensely focused on Tobio as he is during any match. And Tobio can't look away from him. Hinata's warm fingers are like brands around his wrists, holding his hand still. He means every word, and Tobio's stomach won't stop twisting. He's so full of something that he thinks he might overflow. "You okay?" Hinata says. "You look like you're going to get a fever." "You're stupid," Tobio says, and doesn't meet Hinata's eyes. Hinata drops Tobio's wrists to lean down and kiss him. "I let you off easy today," he says, and bites at his lower lip until Tobio yanks him down and rolls him over. But his stomach is fizzling and doesn't stop until long after Hinata goes home. It escalates. On the court, Hinata going, "That was amazing!" never fails to throw Tobio off in the same horrified way it had in Tokyo that week of the training camp back in first year. But it's volleyball, and Tobio can recover quickly. Off it, without volleyball consuming him, it's a million times worse, and Hinata has decided in the last week that Tobio needs to hear every nice thing that's ever crossed Hinata's small brain. I saw you got an actual good grade on that Kanji quiz, he says when they sit down at lunch. That's awesome. He holds his hand up for a high five, and Tobio manages to hit it while his face turns a probably fluorescent shade of red. His teacher had told him good job too when she handed the quiz back, but it hadn't made Tobio feel like this. Hinata's not supposed to compliment him. They're supposed to yell at each other. The first time they kiss, they've been yelling at each other. They fight all the time. That's how they work. Compliments are saved for throwaway lines on the court. Nice serve, nice receive, nice cover. And the most extraordinary moments of play. And not for Hinata to jump about like a monkey shouting, "Incredible!" all the while. Not just thrown out randomly. At lunch. Hinata smirks at him. Tobio covers his flaming red face. You're doing this on purpose, he says. Maybe, Hinata says, and nudges him with his elbow. Did you want my carrots? They trade cabbage for carrots, and lunch continues as normal. If Hinata can go on the offensive, so can Tobio. Tobio's bad enough at compliments that Hinata mostly just teases him for them, so saying, "Nice kill," even as sincerely as he can, comes out sounding stupid, and then Hinata just laughs at him. He changes tactic. He and Hinata are behind the second gymnasium, between school and practice, making out sloppily in a corner they found chasing a ball that went wildly astray. It's a solid spot that no other horny teenagers have apparently discovered, and no teacher seems to know it's there. And Tobio has Hinata up against the wall and making little whining noises into his mouth, one leg wrapped around Tobio's thigh and the other pressed up on his tiptoes, spit everywhere, and Hinata makes the leap and locks both legs around Tobio's hips, just as Tobio sucks messily just below Hinata's ear, and Hinata says, "Yes, Kagayama, you're so good at that." Tobio feels like someone just poured ice water down his spine, but in a way that's not entirely unpleasant. And his dick jumps in his shorts, and fuck, no, he is not prepared to deal with this. He pulls back. Hinata's panting, but also grinning at him. Nope. Nope, Tobio says, and drops Hinata, who lands on his feet like a dumb cat, but sags against the wall. He blinks at Tobio like an idiot, and Tobio turns on his heel and leaves. He gets a text while he's changing in the club room. You abandoned a perfectly good makeout session because of that? Frustrated face. I can play dirty too, Tobio replies. Your loss, Hinata says, and Tobio stares down at his still half-heart erection and kind of has to agree. Walking away from making out with Hinata is the nuclear option, though, and Tobio played his hand way too early, because instead of backing down, Hinata escalates again. By the end of the week, Tobio straight up quit kissing Hinata 4 times, including once when they were home alone at Tobio's house and had made definite sex plans. When Tobio sits up under Hinata and maneuvers him off his lap, Hinata says, "Are you fucking kidding me?" which gives Tobio the rare chance to parrot, "So vulgar, Hinata," at him. It ends with them wrestling to a giggly, mood-ruining standstill, and they play video games instead. That night, Hinata texts him, "Why don't you like it?" "Why don't I like what?" "When I say nice things to you. Do you really hate it that much?" Tobio should say yes. If he says yes, Hinata will drop it, though he might try to badly psychoanalyze him. But when he actually thinks about it, it's more than just instinctively freezing up and wanting to scream, "Shut up, Hinata!" The truth is, he doesn't hate it. He's not sure how it makes him feel. He doesn't know if he has words to describe how weird and unbalanced and overwhelmed and, okay, a little aroused it makes him feel. "I don't hate it," he finally sends. "It's just weird." There's a long pause, then Hinata says, "Do you think I don't like you?" question mark, question mark, question mark, no, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. So you aren't getting off to me yelling at you. Is that what you get off to? No, I'm not a weirdo. Yes, you are. Not any weirder than you, Weirdo Yama. Tobio snorts. That doesn't even make any sense. And Hinata sends another text. I like you. I want to tell you that. Why does that bother you? It's just a lot, Tobio says. It's embarrassing and weird, and you never act like that to me, and I don't know how to react to it. It's like everything is happening at once when you say that, like I'm gonna overflow. He sends that before he can second guess himself, and then sends, it's complicated. You're probably too stupid to get it. Mean, Hinata says. You're too stupid. Tobio sends a rare emoticon, a angry face. And then he sighs and adds, I don't hate it, I don't think. It's not just weird, it's kind of nice, but also really weird. Okay, Hinata says, and then, can I try something? What? Can we do something and you just let me say stuff? If you hate it, we never have to again, but I really like the way you look when I say that stuff. Just one time let me say stuff and you not run away? Tobio thinks this might be giving Hinata too much leeway, as is, but if it's Hinata, it's not an unreasonable request. You're incredible, Kageyama, Hinata had whispered that afternoon, straddling his waist, elbows on either side of Tobio's head, and Tobio had gone cold and hot and cold all over, jerking like his strings had been cut. It had been so much. And giving Hinata that much leeway is scary, but Hinata's also kind of gentle sometimes, like he knows how to handle the parts of Tobio that are fragile. He knows that those parts exist, and he won't misuse the knowledge. Fine. Just one time. If I don't like it, you drop it. He sends. Yes! Awesome! You can still come over this weekend, right? Duh. Let's do it then, okay? Tobio stares at his phone, and then another message pops up. If you want. Kageyama. Tobio swallows and sends. Yeah, okay. Grin! Great! Natsu needs help with homework. Got to go, bye! Happy blushing hard eyes face. And Tobio's left staring at his phone, knowing Hinata won't get back to him for a while. He's hard. How did he miss that? He sets his phone on his desk and then sets his head on his desk too, sighing. Hinata is so much. He really likes him. It's stupid. He reaches into his sweatpants to grab his dick, rubbing his palm over the head before gripping the shaft and pumping, thinking of Hinata, of the way Hinata looked the first time Tobio blew him, stifling his moans with both hands pressed to his mouth, his hair everywhere. And then of the way Hinata said, Wow, Kageyama. And dragged him up to kiss him after, uncaring that Tobio was still coughing and hadn't even managed to swallow very much, and most of it was still in his mouth and on his chin. And then the Hinata in his fantasy says, You're so good at that, Kageyama. In the same tone of voice Hinata had used when he said that last week behind the gym, when he'd wrapped his legs around Tobio's hips and thrust his hips against him, and Tobio's stomach jolts and he shivers, abs and quads tightening and comes. Objectively, he thinks, as he scrubs the jizz off his sweatpants in the sink, an orgasm is an orgasm, right? But he feels almost nauseous, but not quite. He feels weird. Hinata always has to push. He can't ever just accept a good thing and let it stay that way. Hinata's always evolving, consuming. Sometimes Tobio feels like he has to race to catch up, and every step is further and further away from his comfort zone. And he can't exactly deny that usually the results are good. With volleyball, they've always been good. Tobio pushes Hinata, too, even though he doesn't always realize he's doing it. But they've always been driving each other to be better. Hinata pushing isn't anything new. The arena is different, though, and Tobio didn't think there was anything wrong with where they were. They've only been dating for a few months, and while they've tried lots of new things, date things, and sex things, and, always, volleyball things, Hinata's never done his pushing there, he didn't think. But maybe he's been pushing this whole time and Tobio missed it, or was so invested in trying that he didn't notice that's what Hinata was doing. Or maybe Hinata's just... he just pushes in everything he does, and maybe Tobio's not used to him pushing here because he's not used to any of this. Tobio growls and hangs up his sweatpants, yanking on a pair of boxers and popping in his mouthguard to crawl into bed. He doesn't want to think this much unless it's about volleyball, especially not about Hinata. Tobio likes him, and he might be dating him, but thinking about Hinata is exhausting. Hinata is blissfully normal the rest of the week. Tobio wins 3 races and Hinata 4. Hinata smushes himself up next to Tobio at lunch every day, and they make out in the club room after practice when they close up the gym on Thursday, but Hinata doesn't say anything just to make Tobio blush. And then it's Saturday night, and Hinata's mom is picking them both up from practice and dropping them at their house, awkwardly exchanging Hinata and Tobio for Hinata's dad and Natsu, who are going to a concert in Sendai and spending the night there. And then Hinata is dragging Tobio up to his bedroom so they can sit next to each other on the bed and stare at each other. It all happens really, really fast, and Tobio's stomach is twisting as he remembers Hinata saying, "You're good at that." And suddenly they're alone, and Hinata's waiting for him to say something. Hinata frowns at him. "You look nervous," he says. "I'm not," Tobio says. "He is." "Right," Hinata says, clearly skeptical. "Look, if you really, really hate it, you just have to tell me to stop, okay?" Tobio puts his face in his hands. That's sort of the problem. "But," he starts and stops. "This is so stupid." "But what?" Hinata says blithely. He's bouncing on his heels. "But what if I say stop and don't really want to stop?" Tobio finishes the sentence in a rush. He shuts his eyes. There's a long pause. When Tobio peeks over his hands, Hinata's looking at him with a truly indescribable expression. "You're so weird," he says finally, but it doesn't sound like an insult. He says it reverently, the same way he says, "awesome," when he thinks Tobio's done something amazing on the court. He climbs into Tobio's lap. "I like you so much." He kisses Tobio, messy and careless, and too much teeth, like he does when he doesn't really think about it, and pulls back. "What if you say something else to stop, then? Something you wouldn't say unless you chose to?" Tobio blinks at him. "You want me to make a safe word," he says, and then feels his face get impossibly warmer. It's not like Tobio's super into that, except he had sort of accidentally found a weird website when he was trying to figure out why fighting Hinata made him want to kiss him, and read a little bit. But, like, not seriously. But Hinata also turns red. Has he read about that stuff, too? "Not exactly," he squeaks. "But, like, if you're gonna say stop when you don't mean to on reflex, maybe you should have something to say when you really want to stop and I'll only stop then." "That's what a safe word is, dumbass." "But I'm not hurting you," Hinata says. "I'm not sure that's the part that matters," Tobio says. "Really? Oh." Hinata shrugs. "Then I guess so. What? It's not like it's bad as long as you talk about it, and we are." Tobio sputters, but there really are no holes in Hinata's logic. He hates when that happens. "Right," he says. It's hard not to look at Hinata when Hinata's in his lap, taking up his field of vision, even more so when Hinata is almost glowing with intensity. But Tobio can't look at him. It's too much. He stares at the floor of Hinata's room, at the volleyballs in the box near the door. Okay, so if I say... something you wouldn't say during sex. So if I say molten, you stomp. Hinata looks at him, lashes fluttering before he cracks up. That's what you pick? If we start discussing specific volleyball brands right now, we have problems, dumbass. Tobio says, pinching him. Ow! Fine, fine, okay. Ow, ow, ow! Tobio lets go. Hinata rocks back and forth on his knees across Tobio's lap, an unconscious, excited gesture. Molten, okay, I'll remember it. But you gotta say it if you want me to stop, okay? He holds up a pinky. Promise. Tobio rolls his eyes but links his pinky with Hinata's. I'll say it. How old are you, 9? You look at your so... Hinata slaps his hand across Tobio's mouth. Don't even start, he says. My vertical jump beat yours this year, so you don't get to say that anymore. Tobio glares at him and licks Hinata's hand. Hinata yelps and pulls his hand away. My little sister does that, you know. He doesn't let Tobio answer before he kisses him again. Tobio pulls away. Your vertical only won because I didn't work on my explosivity very much this winter. I'll beat you in November. Bring it, Hinata says, and drags him in for another kiss. It doesn't last very long because he pulls away and says, even if you don't beat me, your vertical's pretty good, and you're a setter. You're so well-rounded, Kageyama. And he's almost envious, admiring, and Tobio feels himself turn red. Your vertical's taller than mine, he mumbles, even if it was by just a centimeter, and even if Tobio is going to get him back in the fall. I know, Hinata says smugly. I'll let you try to get that out without glaring or choking later. I'm saying nice things about you right now. He ducks down to kiss Tobio's jaw, and then feathers his mouth along Tobio's cheekbones, which feel overheated already. Just let me, okay? He kisses Tobio's nose and laughs when Tobio wrinkles it. I like you, he says. Tobio's voice catches in his throat. He swallows. Me too. He feels like someone's poured concrete into his lungs and esophagus. It's okay, Hinata says, and dusts little excited kisses across Tobio's cheeks and nose. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to. I'll just say stuff, okay? Don't feel like you have to say anything back. Tobio swallows again. Right, he says. He's nervous. He doesn't like not having control over his emotions, his facial expressions, his reactions. He has never liked how easily he reacts, how easily it is to rile him up. Hinata's good at it, in every way, and giving him full rein to just let him go at it is frankly a terrifying concept. So, Hinata says. He's turning red, slowly, color starting in his nose and flooding his face, all the way to the tips of his ears. He settles more carefully in Tobio's lap, and Tobio puts his hands on Hinata's waist. He touches Tobio's jaw, small fingers walking across his mouth and chin. Okay. You're so handsome. Did you know that? Tobio's mouth parts unbidden. He closes his eyes and feels his blush deepen. Really handsome. Hinata says, you used to just look grumpy, but now you look serious. All the girls in my class think you're super cool and intense, did you know? First year, I tried to show them other guys on the team were way cooler than you, but everyone else was just as dorky as you are. Then you were sleeping in lessons and drooling, and they all realized that you were a doofus. Tobio rolls his eyes, but before he can do anything else, Hinata says, but now you're way more cool. Most of the time, anyway. Your face is really Wham! Like, in a good way. In the best way. Tobio covers his face with his hands, unbidden. He can't look at Hinata saying this stuff. Saying it and meaning it. Not a single hint of teasing in his tone or his eyes. Hey, come on, that's not fair, Hinata says, grabbing his wrists. If we're gonna do this, I want to be able to see your face. You keep saying stupid shit, Tobio says. It's embarrassing. We can stop, Hinata says hesitantly. He sounds like he's trying to hide disappointment for Tobio's sake. It's just a few compliments. It's not anything that hurts either of them. It's just Hinata. And Tobio feels more comfortable with him than he does with anyone else, even now. No, he says. You can keep going. Tobio lets Hinata pull down his hands, and then lets Hinata push him down so he's lying on his back, Hinata still straddling his hips. There, he says. You can hold on to the headboard or pillows this way. He bites his lip. I just really want to see your face, okay? Tobio swallows. Okay, he says. Okay, Hinata says back. They look at each other. Then Hinata huffs out a breath and strips off his own shirt, and puts his hands on Tobio's waist, shoving his t-shirt up. Did you wear this one because I said I liked it? It's his blue setter shirt. Tobio looks away. He sort of had. Maybe, he says. That's sweet, Hinata says. Don't look like that. I'm not teasing. His voice lowers. I really do like it a lot, he says, one hand touching Tobio's collarbone through the thin fabric. It's my favorite t-shirt of yours. You wear that dumb setter soul shirt too much. Your stupid wisdom of the ace shirt has holes in the armpits, Tobio says, turning his head so he doesn't have to look at Hinata's face, open and sincere. It's a great shirt, shut up, Hinata says and pinches him. Tobio reaches up to tug at Hinata's hair, but Hinata catches his hand and twines their fingers together. His other hand pushes Tobio's shirt up, revealing his waist. His fingers skim Tobio's side. He doesn't say anything, but the way he looks at Tobio's skin is embarrassing on its own. Usually, once they start taking off clothes, things go really fast no matter what they end up doing. Tobio doesn't mind that, even though sometimes it means one of them taking an elbow to the ribs when they shift position too quickly, or, once, Hinata kneeing him so hard in the solar plexus Tobio didn't breathe for a whole minute. But usually Tobio is just as horny as Hinata is, and they don't always get a lot of time alone together. But Hinata's running the show this time, and he never just stops and looks, and runs his thumb softly over the stretched skin of Tobio's hip, like he is right now, his face open and happy. Wow, he says, his fingers smoothing across the muscle of Tobio's waist. You're amazing, Kageyama. Tobio squeezes Hinata's hand, and with his other grabs the sheets. Part of him is screaming, run, run, run. But it's just Hinata. Hinata doesn't use reactions like this against him. Hinata never uses anything against him that would really hurt. You work so hard, Hinata says. You train a lot, and you can tell because your body shows it. And you're super hot, but also you work so hard to be good for volleyball, and you are. I really appreciate how hard you work, and how much effort you put in, and I know the team does too. Tobio looks at Hinata from the corner of his eye. If you bring the team into this. But mostly, Hinata says, interrupting him, putting his hand over Tobio's mouth. I just really like you. I think you're funny and interesting, and even if you quit volleyball tomorrow, I'd still think you were funny and interesting. Tobio turns his head to meet Hinata's eyes, lit up amber by the sun in the window. You would? He says. Hinata nods, hair bobbing. Yep. Tobio stares at him. Hinata's turning red again. What'd I say? He says. Is that weird? Would you not? No one ever liked me just because. Tobio sighs, quickly, before he lets himself sound vulnerable. There's always been volleyball, too. I've been trying to tell you, Hinata says. I like you just because. I just like you. Even if it's not volleyball and even if you're annoying, I think you're... He breaks off and finishes lamely. Really cool. Oh, Tobio says. Hinata frowns. You know, we've been dating for a while. Shouldn't that all be obvious? I mean, I know you like me, even when we're fighting. Tobio did know Hinata liked him. And he figured Hinata knew Tobio liked him too, because Hinata got all goopy when Tobio did things like buy him juice when he went to buy his milk, or saved an extra piece of watermelon for him, or made sure no one took the last pizza-flavored meat bun so Hinata could have it. Hinata wouldn't get all squishy about those gestures if he didn't know what they meant. And Hinata liked him too, and did nice things for him, and even said it sometimes. But aside from his family, Tobio hadn't ever had friends outside of volleyball. He was always awkward and too stiff and weird. Even before middle school made him stiffer and weirder, he hadn't ever really thought about the possibility of having someone who might like him even without volleyball. You okay? Hinata says. Tobio blinks at him. I guess so, he says. I've just never really been friends or anything, like I've been with you. I guess it's weird. He swallows. Not bad or anything, just different. That's okay, though, right? Hinata says. He rubs a thumb over Tobio's collar. He's still wearing his t-shirt, rucked up above his nipples, Hinata's thumb warm through the fabric. Yeah, Tobio says. He reaches up to grip the back of Hinata's neck. Come here. He doesn't mean to phrase it like a request, but it comes out that way. Hinata grins and lets Tobio pull him down for a kiss. Hinata is careful this time, kisses Tobio back with less tongue than he's inclined to when he's overeager, makes a happy little satisfied noise into Tobio's mouth and wriggles against him. Tobio grabs his ass to turn the wiggles into a grind, but they're still in their shorts and boxers, and there are too many layers for being home alone. He starts pushing at Hinata's shorts, and Hinata pulls away to shimmy out of them while Tobio gets his off. When Hinata comes back, he's still in his boxers, but Tobio's taken off shorts and underwear both, and they stare at each other for a moment. Tobio says, should I have... He reaches over the bed for his boxers, and Hinata flings himself into his lap, grabbing his wrists again. No, he says, and then bursts into awkward giggles. I mean, maybe I should have, I don't know. But the goal was to get naked, right? So don't put something back on, doofus. Right, Tobio says, and turns his head. Hinata sighs, close enough for Tobio to feel his breath, and then noses at his cheek. It's okay, Kageyama, he says. Kageyama. 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 What, dumbass? Tobio says, turning back to him, and Hinata catches his mouth, kissing him until they're both breathless. Come on, Hinata says. Come on, like this. He shifts, and then he's slotted between Tobio's thighs, shifting one up against his hip and running his hand down the length of it. This is a good spot for them, where Tobio can push up against Hinata's thighs while Hinata grinds against his stomach. Hinata leans in and kisses Tobio again, letting go of Tobio's wrists, and Tobio reaches up and threads his hands through Hinata's hair, sinking his fingers into it. Even after playing all day, getting damp from sweat and then drenched when Yamaguchi sprayed Hinata with a water bottle after practice, it still dried soft. Hinata rocks his hips, fluid in a way that still surprises Tobio, and whines into Tobio's mouth. And Tobio presses his feet into the bed and pushes back up into him, his erection dragging against the soft cotton of Hinata's boxers. "Yeah," Hinata groans, pulling away from Tobio's mouth to scoot down a little, work his dick into the crease of Tobio's hip, and press his mouth to Tobio's throat. "Yeah, Kageyama, come on, like that." They rock together, and Hinata leans up to brush his lips against Tobio's earlobe and say, "I love how you move like this. It's really sexy." Tobio gasps, jerking, and Hinata's mouth curves into a smile against his skin. "You train so hard, Kageyama, and you control your body so well, and it's really, really hot when you use it when we're..." He pauses. "You know, doing stuff." Tobio tries to snort, but it comes out as a little mortified hiccup. Hinata recovers quickly, though. "You know what's even hotter? It's when you get all worked up and stuff, and then you lose control, and you just get, I don't know, all shivery and tight and thrusty and awesome." Sometimes Hinata is the most unsexy being Tobio's ever met, but Tobio makes a little desperate noise and grabs Hinata's ass, rocking against him more desperately, and Hinata leans down and kisses the pounding pulse in his throat, and then his mouth. His mouth is already full of spit, and he's pushing back against Tobio just as desperately as Tobio's pushing up into him, and he fists a hand in Tobio's hair so his head won't move and stops shifting his hips, focusing all of his immense concentration on just kissing Tobio until he whimpers. "Hey," he says, pulling away. His mouth is red and wet and swollen, and Tobio reaches up to touch his slick, fat lower lip. Hinata smiles a little, follows the digit with his tongue, nips at it, and then grabs Tobio's wrist so he can speak. "Hey, Kageyama, I can put it in, right?" he says, and Tobio's face gets impossibly redder as he nods jerkily. They've only done sex all the way a few times, less than 10. Tobio stopped counting after 5, but that wasn't very long ago, and Tobio's bottomed for 3 of them and liked them all, except that Hinata always seems to get so sappy when he's fucking Tobio and... oh, maybe that's the point. Either way, Tobio already feels shivery and overwhelmed, and he's not sure he can do much more than just lay there and take what Hinata gives him. So letting Hinata spread his legs wider and slide down his body, letting him taste the dried sweat on his chest and bite at the thin skin of his inner thighs, that's probably his best option. "You have the best legs, Kageyama," Hinata says. "They're so long, and your muscles are so fwa, and..." "My muscles are not fwa," Tobio says indignantly, pushing up onto his elbows to glare at Hinata. "That's what you said about the pictures in those magazines Tanaka-san left in the club room." "Exactly," Hinata says, and sucks on the soft flesh just below the crease where Tobio's thigh meets his groin, teeth sinking in until Tobio gasps, not sure if it's pleasure or pain. "Well, they're also like, but right now they're fwa. I dream about your legs sometimes, Kageyama. Someday I'm going to kiss every single inch of them. They look so good." Tobio's hands are halfway to his face before he remembered his promise not to cover it, and he grips the headboard instead, pressing his face into his bicep. "Hinata," he groans, not sure if he's exasperated or desperately turned on. "Why are you like this?" He feels Hinata's smile against his skin more than he sees it. "Because you have no clue how hot you are," he chirps, and then bites him again, hard, and Tobio jerks, pre-cum dribbles out of his cock, pooling on his stomach. "Hinata," he gasps, and Hinata laves the bite with broad, wet sweeps of his tongue, soothing any lingering sting. Then he's mouthing at Tobio's balls and spreading his ass open with one hand, pressing the thumb of his other to Tobio's hole, dry, rubbing the furrowed skin without pushing in. Tobio's nerves are on fire, every ending sparking. Hinata's thumb rubs across his asshole with firm strokes, and Tobio's breath hitches on every one. Hinata pulls back, jaw moving. And then he spits on Tobio's perineum, catching the fluid with his thumb to slick his movements, pressing harder. They discover the necessity of lube the first time they tried anything with anyone's butt, and Tobio's been just as firm on that point as Hinata has been. But Hinata's mouth is soft against his balls, licking the base of his cock, and his thumb is smooth and firm, and Tobio's opening for him, not even on purpose, just with Hinata's spit slicking the way. They both make a sound when Hinata's thumb sinks in just a little. It burns a little, but it also makes Tobio's cock twitch against his stomach, leaking more, almost a good burn. It's like pleasure and pain have crossed wires from the sound of Hinata's voice, the feelings of Hinata's hands, and he has no idea which is which anymore. Hinata's thumb sinks deeper to the first knuckle, and the feelings start to resolve into pain. "Lube," Tobio says against his bicep, and Hinata says, "Hmm?" Like he's totally engrossed, still pushing his thumb in. Tobio nudges him with his knee, hard enough to almost knock him over, and says, "Lube, dumbass." "Oh, shit, sorry," Hinata says, leaning up across Tobio, scrabbling in the sheets for the bottle tucked under his pillow before he finds it, and upends what seems like a truly sloppy amount onto his hand. And then he's pressing two fingers in right away, and it's a stretch but a good one, wet and slick and smooth that teetering pleasure pain burn back. And Tobio makes a keening, desperate whine he'll never, ever admit to, and pushes his hips into Hinata's hands. "You are the hottest person I have ever met," Hinata says sincerely. And Tobio can't imagine that being true, because Hinata's met people like Oikawa and the Miwa twins, and like Sugawara-san, who is so pretty it's unfair, and Hinata's also met Shimizu, who is the pinnacle of human attractiveness. There's no way Tobio could be. "Well," Hinata says, "except for Shimizu-senpai, but she almost doesn't count because she's just that pretty, so like, it's you." Tobio glances at him. He's not sure he's ever going to stop blushing. "Really?" he says. "Really," Hinata says. And the sunset has set his hair on fire and burnished his eyes golden, and Tobio's still not sure he can believe it when clearly Hinata himself is completely perfect. A compact, flawless human being. "Hinata," he says instead, and reaches out to grab his waist, to ground himself. "You look so good like this," Hinata says, curving his fingers. "You always act so awkward, but I love doing stuff with you, you know? You're so handsome, and you're really good with your hands, and your mouth is so nice, Kageyama. And you don't smile very often, but sometimes when we're alone you do, and it's such a nice smile. It's like you have a smile just for me." "Hinata," Tobio says, more desperately. And Hinata twists his fingers, exploratory, before he hooks them in just the right way to make Tobio moan. "It's such a nice smile, Kageyama," Hinata says, words tumbling out of his mouth. He's rocking against Tobio's thigh unconsciously, a wet spot on his boxers from his pre-cum, and his cheeks and neck are flushed red. "I've never seen you smile like that for anyone else. It's my smile. Like the way the toss you give me is my toss. And I like that it's all mine and no one else's. I like that there are parts of you that no one but me gets to see. It's amazing. It's like I'm learning all your secrets." Tobio thinks Hinata might already know them, even if he hasn't realized that yet. He pushes his face into the pillow, eyes slamming shut. And Hinata's fingers twist again, almost painfully, but Tobio's whole body is electrified and oversensitive, and what would usually make Tobio kick Hinata in the side and back off is making his dick jerk against his abs. "Hinata," Tobio says, and his voice is thready, cracking on the second syllable of Hinata's name. I'm ready, you dumbass. Just do it, please. What? Oh, right. Okay, hang on. And Hinata's pulling his fingers out, at least being careful there, and shuffling off the bed to yank off his boxers and find a condom in his desk drawer. Why does Hinata still keep his condoms in the desk drawer? You fucking slowpoke, Tobio says, and Hinata uses his clean hand to pull down one eyelid, sticking out his tongue, and then crawls back onto the bed, ripping open the condom packet. His lubey fingers slip against his dick as he rolls it on, and then he's fishing in the sheets again, adding more lube to the condom and bullying his way into Tobio's space, fitting his slick cock up against him. Okay, Hinata says. You ready? Just do it, you take for— But Hinata grins and pushes in, and then his mouth drops open when he does. He eases his way in, letting Tobio open up around him, surprisingly strong hands holding Tobio's legs apart, and he just pants and watches Tobio's face as he does, eyes blown. Oh, Tobio says, which is stupid. He's done this 3 whole times. It shouldn't surprise him anymore that he likes how it feels, the way it makes his thighs shake, the way he feels brimming and full. Likes the way Hinata watches him as he takes Hinata's dick. Hinata. Wow, Kageyama, Hinata says. You're amazing. Did you know that? Tobio chokes on his own spit. His dick twitches against his belly, drooling pre-cum. Hinata, he hisses. But Hinata just laughs, gaspy with arousal. You took it so easily, Hinata says, like you were made for me. His thumb rubs insistent, soothing circles on Tobio's thighs, and his hips are rocking just slightly, demanding. Hinata's always asking for something. You're awesome. Hinata, Tobio croaks, and reaches up to grab the headboard so he doesn't cover his face. You're so handsome, Hinata says, and pulls out almost all the way before he pushes back in, and they both make the same dumb, keening noise. I love the way your face looks when I do this. Tobio can't see his own face, but he's sure it's red and scrunched up. He doesn't really get how Hinata thinks it's good, but Tobio cracks open an eye and watches Hinata. He looks almost inhuman right now, like he's on fire, and Tobio watches a drop of sweat slide down his cheek, along his jaw, and drip off his chin, and, okay, maybe he gets it a little bit. Hinata picks up the pace, getting his knees under him, and then slips out for a second. Tobio growls, and Hinata ignores him as he adjusts. Like this, he says, pushing Tobio's hips where he wants them to go, adjusting so Tobio's ass is in Hinata's lap, his knees underneath Tobio's back. Last time they did this, they figured out in this position Hinata could bend over and kiss him if Tobio reached up. Hinata moves a little, pushing back in, and leans over, pushing Tobio's hair out of his face, before grabbing his thighs and fucking him harder, panting. I love the sounds you make when we're like this, Hinata says breathlessly, and Tobio realizes his breaths are aspirating, every gasp ending in a little, as Hinata fucks him. You're so quiet sometimes, when we're not playing, and I like that you make noise here, and there are noises just for me, that no one else gets to hear. He leans over, nosing at Tobio's throat before swiping his tongue across it. Fuck, oh, fuck, Hinata, Tobio says, almost sobbing, and Hinata grazes his teeth along the skin, enough to make Tobio's whole body tremble. You look so good, Kageyama, Hinata says, lips bumping against his jaw with every thrust. He presses little distracted kisses to Tobio's sweaty skin, and Tobio gasps and tips his head back. Hinata's voice is, it's... Hinata adjusts his grip on Tobio's thighs, following him up even more, and his dick sinks just a little deeper into Tobio. Tobio makes a throaty, desperate sound he didn't know he could make, and Hinata jerks above him. "So good, Kageyama," he says, fingernails sinking into the skin of his thighs. "You're being so good for me. You're always so good. You always give me the perfect tosses." Tobio comes like a surprise, so hard he doesn't even make a sound, just arches, and stops breathing, and feels his dick spurt across his belly without touching it, white spots flickering across his vision. Hinata swears and thrusts into Tobio 3 times, twitching, and comes into the condom. "It figures," Hinata says, when they've regained their breath and Hinata's wetting a washcloth with his half-empty water bottle. "That complimenting your volleyball is what makes you come." "You came too, dumbass," Tobio says, not looking at him. He's going to have bruises, fortunately high enough to be hidden under his shorts. Hinata's hands on his thighs, topped with deep indents from his nails. He lies in Hinata's bed and presses at one absently. It stings, in a nice way. "Yeah," Hinata says. He sighs and looks at Tobio almost dreamily. "Because you were so fucking hot, I thought I was gonna die." Tobio thought he'd hit peak embarrassment levels maybe 4 days ago, or possibly 30 minutes ago. But there was no way he could be more embarrassed than he's been since Hinata started this campaign. He was wrong. This is peak embarrassment. He covers his eyes with one hand and whacks Hinata with a pillow with the other. "You fucking... shut the fuck up, dumbass." Hinata laughs and tickles him, which is cheating, especially when Tobio is still covered in cum and gross and lubey, and Tobio shoves one hand in his face while he gropes for the washcloth and starts cleaning up. Hinata's hands stop him, taking over for him. "Seriously," Hinata says, "you liked it, right?" Tobio glances at Hinata and looks away, unable to maintain eye contact. He bites his lip. "Yeah," he mumbles. "I liked it. You never seem like... you've never been that desperate before. It was cool knowing I made you that way. I wanted to take care of you. In lots of ways." Hinata winks at him. Tobio pushes him. "Perv." "Hey," Hinata says. "Can I do it again sometime?" He sounds like he thinks Tobio is going to say no. Tobio hadn't really thought about what he'd say, though. He was just thinking about getting through this time, not if he wanted to do it again or not. And he had liked it. He'd liked it a lot. "It was a lot," he says softly, still not looking at Hinata. "But it wasn't bad. So, maybe." Hinata's jaw drops. "Really?" "Shut up," Tobio mutters. "I said maybe." He sits up, pulling his rumpled t-shirt back down. "Ugh, they smell really bad." "We need to shower. I'm going first because, yeah." He gestures at his lower body, and then stands up, or tries to, but wobbles so much he has to sit back down, his legs trembling. Hinata looks at him, awed, and Tobio shoves him off the bed before he can say something. "Do not," he snarls. But Hinata's already lying naked on his bedroom floor, giggling delightedly, and Tobio collects the shards of his dignity, pulls on his boxers, and weaves his way out of the bedroom to the shower. There's dinner to be heated up in the fridge for them, and the evening passes in a soft, pleasant haze of trading lazy receives at dusk. The fire flies out. And video games, the only place Hinata can reliably beat Tobio almost all of the time. Tobio doesn't care enough to be bothered by it usually, and today he's sort of fuzzy and pleased, and it bothers him even less, buoyed by Hinata's delight at winning. When he starts to doze into Hinata's shoulder during a melee battle, Hinata elbows him and shuts down the system without even saving it. Come on, Batayama, let's go to bed, he says.
I'm fine, Tobio says and yawns.
Hinata laughs at him, but Tobio knows Hinata well enough to know when Hinata's laughter doesn't have any malice. There's something comforting in that knowledge, to be able to hear Hinata laugh at him and know intimately, without any doubt, that Hinata still likes him, enough to date him, enough to say nice things about Tobio until Tobio turned into a big, melty puddle of teenage nerves. Shut up, sleepyhead, Hinata says, still laughing, and drags Tobio to his feet. They don't even bother spreading out the spare futon, though it's a tight fit in Hinata's bed, especially now that it's late summer and hot. Tobio slides into Hinata's bed when Hinata pushes, and then scoots over when Hinata climbs in after him. He dozes, head on Hinata's ribcage, while Hinata reads VM next to him. Hinata's only got the light near his bed on, and Tobio's tired and achy in a nice, practice-was-really-good sort of way. And after he wakes up when Hinata nearly elbows him in the face as he turns the page, he scoots down in bed to lie down fully, pressing his face to Hinata's hip and curling against him. Hinata's fingers go to his hair, absently stroking gently. Sometimes he twists the strands around his fingers, and sometimes it tugs a little at Tobio's scalp, half pulling him awake. But Tobio's too tired to berate him for it. Anyway, he's probably engrossed in that long article about conditioning and proper stretching technique after different running workouts, because Tobio really liked it, too, and he kind of wants to ask Hinata about it. Maybe in the morning when he wakes up. Tobio's almost asleep entirely when Hinata jerks. Hey, Kageyama, wait, he says, and leans over the bed, shuffling through stuff on the floor.
What, dumbass? Tobio says, struggling up into his elbows.
Hinata makes a triumphant noise and hands Tobio his mouthguard case. You'll be grumpy in the morning if you forget, he says. And he's right. Not that Tobio will admit that. Tobio pulls his mouthguard out, shoving it in his mouth. Thanks, he says through it. Hinata sets the magazine aside and turns out the light, scooting down the bed to wedge himself against Tobio, tucking his head under Tobio's chin and tangling their legs together. I like you so much, Hinata says sleepily, and kisses his collarbone. Night, Kageyama. Tobio wonders how Hinata can just say stuff like that without it catching in his teeth like spinach. How Hinata figured out what he can tease Tobio about and what he can't. How he can be such a little shit and the nicest person Tobio knows at the same time. His stomach curls up a little, but it's not bad. Hinata's hair smells like strawberry shampoo. It's sweetly fluffy. Tobio pushes his nose into it and falls asleep. At practice on Monday, they scrimmage, and during deuce a receive goes awry, Yamaguchi barely getting the ball up in time, Hinata jumping too early, and Tobio panics in a way he rarely does anymore. The toss is faster even than the unhittable tosses he was famous for in junior high, but between instinct and Hinata's premature jump, it hits Hinata's hand right at the apex of his jump, pinpoint perfect, and he slams it down right inside the line, so close that Tobio himself almost thought it was out for a moment.
What?
Hinata says, and slams his hands into Tobio's for a high five.
That was amazing!
He links their fingers together instead of pulling back, knocking their foreheads together painfully, and Tobio feels the blush start at his nose and spread across his face and ears and down his neck. Hinata's pressed up against him so close he can probably feel the way Tobio's dick twitches. At least he doesn't get a full-on boner. It could be worse. He yanks at Hinata's hair and pushes him away. Shut the fuck up, he says. And Hinata laughs and jumps on his back like the asshole monkey he is, hiding the way he nuzzles the sensitive skin at the nape of Tobio's neck in his attempt to climb Tobio like a tree.
Gross. Tsukishima says, not missing it. Save your weird foreplay for after practice. I don't want any part of it. It's a dry, throwaway comment. Not out of Tsukishima's wide realm of snide assholery, but Tobio can feel Hinatako still before slithering off his back. Hands free, Tobio ignores everyone, thanking every deity he's ever heard of that Ukai summoned Yachi and the most of the underclassmen to talk about block follows, and covers his face for a second before stalking over to the water. When he looks back at Hinata, his skin matches his hair. Oh, ew, Tsukishima says, covering his ears but turning pink, which would be almost gratifying if Tobio wasn't so embarrassed himself. I didn't need to know that. Hinata-san, Tsukishima-san. One of the second years getting water cries despairingly, why are you talking about this? Tobio wants to know too, to be honest. Yamaguchi snickers. Sorry, Miyano, he says. Maybe the third years have a little extra energy to burn off. Shut up, Yamaguchi, Tsukishima says. Sorry, Tsuki, Yamaguchi says cheerfully. But why don't you and Hinata take a lap around the gym? He joins Tobio by the water bottles, ignoring Hinata wailing, but I'm vice captain! And waving while Hinata and Tsukishima take off, griping at each other. Thanks, Tobio says grudgingly. You rescued me last week when Tsuki said that thing about Yachan and me, Yamaguchi says. I owed you one. He glances over at Tobio. You, like, gonna be okay, right? Whatever you guys have going on isn't... Not if people don't mention foreplay during practice, Tobio says, squeezing the water bottle so tightly some sprays on the floor. My bad. Yamaguchi pats him on the shoulder. Don't worry, no one seemed to enjoy that interlude, so I think we're safe. Hinata bursts into the gym, panting. Tsukishima follows 10 or 15 seconds later, almost as winded. Yamaguchi hands water to both of them. Yamaguchi, Ukai says, the underclassmen trailing him like baby ducks. Have you all settled your internal problems? Yamaguchi salutes. We're ready to go, he says. What's next, Ukai-san? Hinata elbows him too hard. Sorry I jumped early, he whispers. It's fine, Tobio hisses, elbowing him back, and then adds, sorry I panicked. Hinata smiles. It was a really nice toss, though, he whispers. He links their fingers together. Tobio ducks his head, but also feels something warm and fizzy in his stomach. He glances at Hinata through his bangs and smiles a little. Thanks, he says, and squeezes Hinata's hand before letting go. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.